We are defined by the moods and whims of a wild tidal river surrounding our small town, cradling us in its curved basin. We don't shape it, it shapes us. The gray-blue water brings us what it will, and only when it desires. One sweltering, languid afternoon, as I shelved dusty paperbacks, I looked up to see a ghost. The girl was the spitting image of a woman I knew years ago, too many summers ago to count. It could have been another whim of the river. Just when it seemed things were settled and placid in Waters End, South Carolina, in breezed the daughter of a summer sister. I should have been expecting her because, of course, I'd heard that Bonnie Blankenship had returned to the old Moreland family house. It's that kind of town. I hear everything. But that doesn't mean it wasn't a bit of a shock seeing her walk through my door. A young girl, I guessed on the brink of her 20s, stood in my bookshop. A daughter of the past who walked in all wide-eyed and exhaling like she'd finally found what she was looking for. It was a look I knew well, so glad to be in a cozy bookshop, in air-conditioned comfort, surrounded by stories. And to find that in the chaos of the world there was still a place like this. A place where books were piled to the ceiling and tables were crowded with the paraphernalia of reading, bookmarks, reading lights, stationery, pens and framed quotes to inspire. I'm no dummy. I keep the air conditioner set to frigid. I know I'm luring customers, and some might call it bribery, but whatever works, works. I lost my store once, and now that I have it again, I'll do pretty much anything to keep it alive. Her blonde ponytail pulled at the skin around her heart-shaped face, moist at the hairline and cheeks flushed pink. Her round eyes, almost disproportionate to her other tiny features, were wide open to wonder as she looked around the store. She possessed an ephemeral quality, one can't buy with plastic surgery or proper training. Her mother had been the same, almost floating through childhood with her best friend, Lainey. They came in here for the same reasons, cold air and escape. Two little girls who were so close it seemed that they'd been sewn together by the seams of their flowered sundresses. History, they say, repeats itself. I surely hoped not. Was she like her mother, Bonnie? All fire and no ice? Older than her years and too young to know better is how I once described her to a customer. The years blended together, but those three summers in the late 1970s stood out like a beacon in the fog of my memory.